Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the soundtrack of that music video put together by a Chicago-based production company to raise money for the Arts for Illinois Relief Fund. It's 10 after 8. Dean Richards' Entertainment Report is on the air. And, you told us about this music video, Dean, and they've got like 100 musicians, actors, artists, and celebrities with connections to Chicago and Illinois, and they really came together on this, didn't they?
It sounds great. It's a great version of the song, and I probably watched the video 5 or 6 times again over the weekend because there's so many people in it that every time you watch it, you see somebody different in it. You see something different, but just a really fun version of the song.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Ramsey Lewis, Joe Mantegna. It's a star-studded cast. Well, let's talk about the cast of Dancing with the Stars. We mentioned this earlier.
Is Mary okay?
Mary is wondering, as the entire world, why they're replacing the hosts on Dancing with the Stars.
It's the same answer that I have for who will be the new hosts on the show. Don't know. No idea. They did not announce why they have made these changes, but Tom Bergeron will be gone.
Yeah, he was surprised, too.
He was surprised, too. He said he got a tweet. I hope that's not the way they told him that he was off the show, but he tweeted out that he was informed that the show will continue without him. It's been on for 15 years. Erin Andrews has been with him since 2014 after she competed on the show. So they're gone. Apparently, that's the problem with the show, why the ratings are down.
Doubt it. They ran out of people to dance.
They ran out of people to dance. They ran out of stars on Dancing with the Stars.
I didn't know the ratings were down.
Yeah, the ratings have steadily gone down over the last couple of years. So don't know who the new hosts are going to be yet, but good luck to them.
Well, I know they have a dancer lined up, though. They already do. Caitlin Bristow, one of the Bachelorettes.
To be one of the co-hosts?
No, to be one of the dancers.
Oh, one of the dancers.
So they have dancers. They have no hosts, I guess. We'll see.
You are the number one Dancing with the Stars fan in Chicago, if anyone is.
But I'm waiting to stop. I'm waiting to end it.
Do you watch these shows, Bob? Reality performance shows?
Only if I walk by the television and my wife has it on or my daughter's in the house. Otherwise, no, I don't.
I have no interest. No judgment. I know. You know, people like it. Just not my cup of tea. Not when there's a good Honeymooners rerun.
Oh, don't start. Don't start with that.
Not when there's All in the Family's on. When there's some old show that I can be watching.
Come on, guys, get into the new century.
That's what I hear at home. All right, Chance has endorsed Kanye. Now let's get to the political news.
Yes, this is our political news of the day. Yesterday, Chance the Rapper threw his support behind his old pal Kanye West, who has announced that he is running for president. He sent out multiple tweets on the subject yesterday, and he asked his very sizable Twitter followers why Joe Biden would be a better choice. He says that he knows that a lot of his followers trust Joe Biden more, but he does not feel the same way. After Chance posted all of that, he was deluged with response from his followers asking, are you kidding me? How are you even taking this presidential campaign seriously at all? So I don't know if he's having second thoughts like Elon Musk is, who originally said he was going to support Kanye West. And then he started hearing about some of Kanye West's thoughts and positions on things. And he's kind of backed away, saying that he has to reevaluate his support for Kanye for president. Regardless of who's supporting it, who isn't supporting, everyone's entitled to, I guess. But the fact of the matter is Kanye has missed the deadlines in many, many states to file the necessary paperwork for presidential run. So in some states, if this is real and if he continues with this, isn't even going to be on the ballot in many states.
Well, I'm sticking with my man, Pat Paulson. I am not budging. Or maybe LAR, America First Daily.
Ah, that's a
sure.
good one, too. Bob and I are the only two who get those two jokes right now.
No, you're not, Dean.
Thank you, Dave.
This is not a club you want to be part of, Dave.
No, I guess not. Take that back.
Yeah. Tina Turner has some new music out. Now, I thought she was happily retired, I think, somewhere in Switzerland,
it? Yeah, she and apparently still is happily retired there. But she has teamed up with a Norwegian DJ named Kygo to remix her song, What's Love Got to Do with It? And I guess she did a couple of vocal tracks on it. It's going to be coming out Friday. Haven't heard it yet, but, in my opinion, Tina Turner can do no wrong. I don't care what it is. I give it 10 stars with a bullet already.
And how?
Absolutely love it. She's 80 years old now. She is, her spokesperson says that she does not plan on doing any live appearances, doing anything other than the couple of tracks that she's recorded for this.
Of course, nobody's doing any live appearances except in their house these
days. That's very true.
Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, the news was so depressing about the Glee actress. Do we know anything more about that? I guess they probably wrapped it all up yesterday, didn't they, Dean?
Well, pretty much. I think they'll probably do some official investigating, but the body of Naya Rivera was discovered yesterday in Lake Piru in Southern California. This is 5 days after she rented a little pontoon boat for her and her four-year-old son. They go out on the boat, and she's been missing for the last 5 days. The young boy told investigators yesterday that they jumped off the boat to go for a swim, and that she boosted him back up on the boat again. And when he turned around, she had disappeared. And that was the last time that he would see her. They are saying that the current was very strong that day and probably contributed to her drowning on that. I imagine they'll do an autopsy. They haven't said officially, but in cases like this is normally what happens. So I imagine we'll be learning a little bit more like this, but it's the sad conclusion that we all suspected. And, celebrities from all walks of life, all of her cast members on the TV show Glee, other TV shows and movies are reacting and expressing their condolences for the death of Naya Rivera, who was only 34 years old.
Terrible story. Story. Let's talk about a couple more delays again because of the pandemic. What do you got, Dean?
Let's see. Delay-wise, we have got a couple of movies that were supposed to be the movies that would break through and be the first movies back into movie theaters. Disney's Mulan and Christopher Nolan's Tenet. They were supposed to open middle of July. Hey, wait, that's where we are right now. And it's not opening. Then it was supposed to be the end of July, and they have said that these movies will not be opening then. It's very possible that Mulan could go directly to Disney Plus now, because we just don't know what's going to be happening with theaters, with numbers going back up again. A lot of the theaters are not going to be opening for the foreseeable future. So both of these movies really are just kind of in an extended hold right now. There's the possibility that Mulan could go to Disney Plus, where Hamilton was. Tenet could go to an on-demand format, or they could just hold on until movies are back up and running again in actual theaters. But nobody knows when that's going to be.
All right, let's get to your conversation with John Cleese.
Yeah, we had a nice chat with John. He's been with us here on the TV Morning Show many, many, many times. We're beyond proud that he once proclaim that this is the stupidest show that he's ever been on.
What a compliment.
That is a badge of honor. Coming from a former Monty Python legend and, you know, the producer of and writer of some fantastic movies. He's got a virtual show that he's going to be doing, streaming online August the 2nd. And I'll tell you in a minute how you can get more info and purchase tickets, I guess. You might say virtual tickets for that coming up in a couple of minutes. But, you know, just when we got on the Zoom call the other day, I really just wanted to catch up with him. How have you been?
I've been in lockdown in L.A. for 4 months and 10 days. And because I'm an introvert, it doesn't bother me. You know, I had lots of writing to do, and I was fortunate enough to have my daughter who lives in L.A. She came to the same hotel as me for a month. We're doing some writing together, Wanda, into a musical. And I'm converting Life of Brian into a stage show. And I have a new project, Dean, that I'm excited about, which is a light comedy about cannibalism. And
it's always a hilarious subject. Yeah.
its title is Yummy.
You seem like the furthest thing from an introvert to
me.
I can. What a good actor you are, apparently.
I have an extrovert side of my personality, but I read a book about 30 years ago that impressed me by a London academic, a psychologist, and he said basically the difference is that introverts have a high level of activity going on here the whole time and extroverts don't. That means introverts get overloaded and stressed when there's too much going on, whereas extroverts get bored if there isn't enough going on, so they like lots of stuff going on. And so all my introverted friends have not found this business of the lockdown so difficult, but we realize how awful it must be, particularly if you have any of those dreadful things called children. And you're living in a basement. I mean, I don't know. You know, that's hell for an introvert.
Yeah. So you've actually enjoyed the shutdown then, essentially keeping all the idiots out of your life.
Yes, that's a very good way of putting it.
The very philosophical John Cleese, his show called There's No Hope is going to be August the 2nd. And if you want to get some more info on that, you can go to johncleese-uniquelives.com. johncleese-uniquelives.com.
A light comedy about cannibalism, is that what he said? Gotta love that.
He said that. I said, please tell me that this is actually true. He goes, it is true. That the idea started off as a joke. He was doing an interview, and somebody asked him, you know, what are you working on? And he said that just as a joke. And then the more he thought about it, the more he thought this would actually be a funny premise for something. So he wrote up a treatment for it and presented it. And now he says all he's looking for is a billionaire who can come forward and front the whole thing, and it'll be all set. So I know we have a lot of billionaires that like to listen every morning. You can just contact us here at the station, and we'll be happy to take your money from you.
Thank you, Dean. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.